Well, that's our theme music for Mental Health Radio. Take it from us, Joe Cocker, with Respect Yourself. And it always gets me a little bit boppy in the chair, even at my ripe old age. Well, I'm host Sheldon Brown, and we've got technician Declan Curran here. And Mental Health Radio, Take It From Us, is brought to you and funded by Framework. And I just wanted to remind you of something I picked up on Facebook the other day. And it says to anyone experiencing mental illness, you are the strongest people I know, because nothing is more terrifying than battling with your own mind every single day. And I'm sure that phrase will ring true with some of our listeners who may or may not be in the depths of battling with your own mind every single day. Today, there's some great news for Take It From Us, for Declan and I, and we hope for our listeners. Framework Trust has approved another 2 years of funding. That means they're going to meet my meagre salary and the costs associated with running and bringing this show to you. And that funding will start again from July the 1st and run right through until June 2020. I guess there are a few moments in the past few weeks where I was wondering if I'd be able to fulfil this commitment. I had a health scare after a lump under my right arm was found to be malignant. And it's been a test on my mental health and my strategy to try to live in the present and not think what this might mean to the quality of my life. I guess I could have really started catastrophizing about not being able to move around, having to recuperate for weeks and weeks, perhaps not even being able to cook my own meals. I got this news about this malignancy only 2 days after my mood had lifted out of a bout of depression, and I feel quite proud that the depression isn't back. The surgery last week is the reason Declan filled in last Tuesday, and it's great to be back hosting Take It From Us and back to other work that I do as well. Now, today is a big day for Aucklanders and their involvement in the government inquiry into mental health and addiction. It's the chance for the city, I guess the public and its people, to have their say to the panel who have been appointed to examine our mental health and addiction services. This is a big deal. It's a once-in-a-generation inquiry, and I think that everybody would know about this inquiry. So let's take a look at this investigation into mental health and addiction. And so it's over to Declan, which I guess puts me in the hot seat.
Indeed. First thing we'd like to know is, when was the inquiry established?
Okay, well, it was established on the 31st of January 2018. I guess it doesn't feel as though it was established quite so recently, because there was a real build-up to this probably over the entire 2017, with lobbyists and people talking about an inquiry into mental health and addiction.
And what do you think pressured the new government into such an inquiry?
Well, as I say, most of 2017 and even the early parts of 2018, we were hearing about the need for an inquiry into mental health. The Herald ran a huge series they called Breaking the Silence, which really revealed how inept and inefficient many of the services for people experiencing mental health and addiction were. There was a lot of publicity about Mike King's resignation from a committee looking at a strategy for suicide prevention, and Mike lost faith in what that committee was doing because they were very unwilling to set any targets. I think Mike King's attitude was that we should have a target of reducing suicides in New Zealand by about 20%. There was also the momentum of the zero suicide movement, and they've got a forum coming up next month, which we will tell you more about. There was a lot of negative press about the care of patients, particularly in the Waikato, and the consequences of one patient being able to walk out of the hospital and drown in the Waikato River. I guess, too, the mental health has really taken on a high profile, Declan. The latest Anzac Day poppy appeal was focused on mental health and the post-traumatic stress disorder of veterans who are needing help. And generally, there was a group of lobbyists led by a lobby organisation called Action Station, I think joined by Mike King and many others, and even some very high-profile people in mental health who were calling for a full review.
I think the thing, too, with the actual title of mental health encompasses, you know, a lot more than people just think, oh, someone's a bit wacky or, you know, that sort of thing. So when you actually even look at stress in workplaces and that sort of thing, that impacts on people's mental health. So I think it's got a far wider reach and implication than maybe people realise. And I think maybe the government's now sitting up and saying, hey, we need to do something about this because it's pulling apart our society.
Well, we're even getting publicity about young people, teenagers and tweens, which is under 11, you know, wanting help and support with anxiety. So yeah. It doesn't spread it doesn't involve just one sector of our population.
I've actually heard instances mentioned in print somewhere that, you know, kids as young as like six, And even, you know, six and eight, that sort of region, as you're saying, that are having difficulties with their lives. And I'm thinking, whoa, where have we got to? It almost seems that we've increased our technological ability, but we've gone backwards, I think, as a species.
Well, I don't think there's any doubt that, you know, there needs to be some really close scrutiny and investigation into the impact of technology.
Absolutely.
You know, I look out my window, draw the blinds every morning, and invariably there'll be somebody walking below me on the footpath, and they've got their cell phone up.
Funny you should say that, because I was coming back from the movies yesterday, and on the scooter, and there's this young guy, probably college kid, coming towards me, head down, headphones on and staring at the screen, and I had to just about bark in its ear before it looked up and saw me.
Well, they're completely cut off from the real world, I think.
Absolutely. Okay, so what are the goals?
Well, when they launched the inquiry. This is the Mental Health and Addiction Government Inquiry on the 31st of January. They said the ultimate goal is to improve the mental health and addiction outcomes of New Zealanders. It says we are a diverse and multicultural panel with a broad range of ethnicities, ages, backgrounds and perspective. So their task is wide-ranging. But some other goals are to hear the voices of the community, people with lived experience of mental health and addiction problems, people affected by suicide, people involved in preventing and responding to mental health and addiction problems. So that's the staff, the mental health nurses, the psychiatrists, the psychologists. Their goal is to report on how New Zealand is preventing mental health and addiction problems and responding to the needs of people with those problems. And their goal is to recommend specific changes to improve New Zealand's approach to mental health, with a particular focus on equity of access. Well, you know, equality in our country is a very contentious issue at the moment, and I can't help thinking that, well, maybe when I entered an acute psychiatric hospital 2 or 3 months ago, that I may have been treated a little better than some of the other patients there because I could speak up for myself, because I was reasonably fit and active. So I'm not sure. I think it's very important that we're looking into that issue of equity of access to services. They want to build community confidence in the mental health system, and I think that has been very seriously undermined. And they want to focus too on building that community confidence, particularly for Maori who are disproportionately represented in our mental health system. I think there are three times more Maori than Europeans who seek help from our mental health and addiction services, and they appear to get poorer outcomes.
I was just going to say, this inquiry, how important do you think it's going to be, particularly for Auckland and its people?
Well, today is a very important day because the panel which is heading up this inquiry is consulting with Auckland and its people later today. And I understand that, in fact, the panel has already listened to submissions from a lot of the key mental health organisations in Auckland, many of the NGOs, big organisations like CHAMP, which are a sort of a coordinate of South Auckland-based mental health services. So those people probably won't be represented, but the people with lived experience, the public, people that have been touched by our mental health and addiction services can join this panel discussion, and it's at 5 o'clock tonight. It runs through from 5 o'clock to 6:30, and it is at the Clinical Education Centre Auditorium at Auckland City Hospital. Now, I had an interesting experience trying to discover whereabouts this Clinical Education Centre was. I went onto the Auckland District Health Board website. I got a phone number there. I rang the number, and I was told, I needed to leave a message. When I was transferred, it said, it told me that the person who I was trying to leave a message with did not subscribe to the message service. When I was referred back to the operator, the line went dead, and I eventually asked for the media, and I did get hold of somebody representing Auckland District Health Board's media, and they said, can you email me your inquiry and I will get back to you? So they did eventually get back to me. It seemed a fairly cumbersome way to find out about this panel inquiry and the location of it at Auckland City Hospital. But anyway, the directions are, if you're in the car park, you can walk along the walkway to level one of the main building. And they say follow the blue lines, take the public lifts to level five, turn right and follow the signs to the Clinical Education Centre. That may be abbreviated as CEC. So from the main entrance, where you walk into the new hospital, you just walk through the main entrance to the new hospital, take the escalator to level five and turn left. And it's only about 30 metres away. So I thought it was very important, and it's something that the panel didn't do in any of its publicity, to actually say where this Clinical Education Auditorium was.
I was just going to ask, actually, with the public attendance, being that it's a panel, are people that attend today just going to be basically sitting there as guests, or are they going to actually be able to say something, or do they have to be written submissions?
Well, in previous times when the Mental Health Commission used to go on the road and have a road show of what the Mental Health Commission was doing, they certainly invited comment from the public. And my understanding in this meeting, which will run from 5 to 6:30 at the Clinical Education Auditorium at Auckland City Hospital, that people will have the opportunity to make a case talk about their own experience with mental health and addiction services, perhaps say some things that about what's good in the service and what's not so good.
I just wanted to, just before we move on there, I just wanted to ask you too, the reach via the mental health services, do you think they've actually done a wide enough job of actually getting it out there? Because I haven't really seen or heard anything about it until you mentioned it. So I'm just wondering whether most of the services were aware of it, or is it something that's been kept pretty much quiet?
Well, it sounds as though the providers, the Maori and Pacific and European services, have been informed about this and have had the opportunity to put together submissions and present to the panel. But I agree with you that it hasn't been well publicised. I actually emailed the inquiry. They've got a email address because I wanted the details of the Auckland meeting, what the venue was. I knew it was today. I didn't actually get a response to that email, and I had to go on to the website to get the actual details.
So I was going to say, obviously, the communication perhaps needs to be stepped up there from these people and that. But I just want to also touch in there, because I think we've got time to do it, was I think that hopefully they're going to really start to look closely at the minority, like the ethnic services and that sort of thing, because I think they are perhaps a little bit more timid, as you say, communication-wise, to come forward and actually reach out for help. So I think that's an area that really needs to be looked at, because not only does it have an impact on their mental health, but how it spills into their family. And with a lot of them having such a large whānau and that sort of thing, it has greater implications again, which then comes into the crime aspects as well, where the police come into it. So it's a win-win if you can increase it.
Yeah, well, I think also the voice of the elderly needs to be heard, because I guess I'm falling into that category of the elderly.
Oh, go on. You're only a spring chicken.
Only a spring chicken, thank you, Declan. But certainly my experience at an acute psychiatric ward, my experience was there was no separation from people who experienced mental health and were trying to recover from mental health, and those with dementia who were seriously ill, unable to communicate, or if they could communicate, they told the same story each time. Well, let's take a music break, Declan, and we've got something that I heard as I drove to work on Coast, and I suggested that we might play it on Take It From Us.
Indeed. I just wanted to touch on it. Firstly, the song is called Don't Worry, Be Happy by Bobby McFerrin, and it reached number one on the US pop charts. In 1989, it actually won Grammy Awards for the Best Pop Vocal Performance and Song of the Year. George H.W. Bush used the song in his 1988 US presidential campaign, and it brought back memories of National with their rowing one with, what was that guy's name? Eminem. They stopped doing it after McFerrin objected to it. And just before I play it, I wanted to pop in there too that, you know, with worry, anxiety, that sort of thing, I remember not so long back seeing a great little statement that says 90% of what we worry about will never happen. 5%, it's going to happen anyway. And the other 5%, we can change. So I reckon we've got pretty good odds there. Anyway, here's Bobby McFerrin. Don't Worry, Be Happy. You're listening to Take It From Us Mental Health Radio, and we're broadcasting on 104.6 Planet FM. Hopefully.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Ain't got no place to lay your head. Somebody came and took your bed. Don't worry. Be happy. The landlord say your rent is late. He may have to litigate. Don't worry. Be happy.
Look at me, I'm happy. Don't worry. Be happy. I give you my phone number. When you worry, call me. I make you happy.
Don't worry. Be happy. Ain't got no cash, ain't got no style, ain't got no gal to make you smile. But don't worry. Be happy. Cause when you worry, your face will frown, and that will bring everybody down. So don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry. Be happy now. Don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry. Be happy.
Now there is this song I wrote. I hope you learned it note for note like good little children. Don't worry.
Be happy. Listen to what I say. In your life, expect some trouble. But when you worry, you make it double. But don't worry. Be happy. Be happy now. Don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry. Don't worry. Don't do it. Be happy.
Put a smile on your face. Don't bring everybody down like this.
Don't worry.
It will soon pass, whatever it is.
Don't worry, be happy.
I'm not worried.
You're with Take It From Us on 104.6 Planet FM.
And I'm host Sheldon Brown. We're here with Declan Caron, who's put me in the hot seat to talk about the government's inquiry into mental health and addictions. And one of the purposes of our show today is to promote the fact that the panel, which is charged with inquiring into mental health and addiction services, has a public meeting, a meeting which I've now discovered would appear to be definitely for public, for people with lived experience and others. This meeting starts at 5 o'clock at the Clinical Education Centre Auditorium. at the Auckland City Hospital. It's on the fifth floor. If you go into the main entrance of the new hospital, go up the escalator and then take the, I think it's, take the public lifts to level five, turn right out of the lift and follow the signs to the Clinical Education Centre. So that's 5 to 6.30, and I think this is one of the ways that people with lived experience are being given the chance to have their say.
If you don't or aren't able to turn up there tonight, is there another way that you can get your thoughts and feelings and requests through to the panel?
Well, you can do that online right up until submissions close on the 5th of June. Now, that date of the 5th of June has a little bit of confusion for me because I filled out a survey which they said closed on April the 17th. And that was very early on. But anyway, submissions opened on the 27th of April. They close on the 5th of June. And there is another forum out in Counties Manukau, and that is going to be at the Manukau Institute of Technology. That's Thursday, the 10th of May. It is that the Ngā Kiti Whananga Marae at the Manukau Institute of Technology. It's the NC Block. It's at Gate 12 in Otara Road, and that too is from 5pm to 6.30. So that's the second event in Auckland, and then the panel is going to is travelling right round the North Island, so you can, and the South Island, right round New Zealand, so you can check out your particular provincial town and check out the dates for the opportunity to speak publicly with this panel. But certainly you can do it online at www.mentalhealth.inquiry.government.nz/consultation. There's a consultation document there. And so overall, the panel wants to hear our ideas about solutions that might help to build positive mental well-being for all New Zealanders, to help people to deal with their mental health challenges early before specialist treatment is required, to enable people to avoid becoming addicted to something that causes harm, to prevent people from taking their own lives, to make it easier and faster to identify when someone is facing mental health or addiction challenges and get them help more quickly. And certainly I was very, very impressed with the speed with which my GP acted, both in terms of my latest episode of depression and anxiety, and again later on when I had the scare about malignancy. So that was built my confidence in the mental health and health systems, and I just hope that others are experiencing that sort of speed. They're also looking for any other ideas about how to improve mental health and well-being in Aotearoa.
So the nature of the questions?
Yeah, well, it's quite interesting, the nature of the questions. They are incredibly broad, and I wonder just how they're going to analyse these, capture the personal opinions of people. But the nature of the question, of the first question, it says, what's currently working well? And there's a little descriptive here which says we know there are concerns with how mental health and addictions are viewed, how we promote mental well-being and provide support and services to those who need it. We want to know there are some good things already happening that could be supported and expanded. So they want to hear about these good things. They also want to hear about what isn't working well at the moment, And they say, we know that some things are not working so well at the moment. We want to hear what you think isn't working well. And I certainly explained that for the elderly in Auckland, in terms of acute psychiatric care, there is no separate ward for mental health. You're just lumped in with people with dementia, and I don't think that creates an environment for recovery. They also want to know what could be done better. So it says in this section, we want to hear what you think would make the biggest difference to improve and transform mental health and addiction outcomes in New Zealand. Well, that's a very big question, Declan. To capture that in a relatively small space, although they do invite us to write pages which we can forward to them online. They say, from your point of view, what sort of society would be best for the mental health of all our people?
I'm going to have to go online and find this because I can get my teeth sharpened and really get into it.
Well, okay, so this is the Mental Health and Addiction Inquiry consultation document, and there are boxes here which you can fill out. But we want to hear what your ideal healthy New Zealand would look like.
What's that website again for people to go to?
It's Mental Health. I've got it here, mentalhealth.inquiry.government.nz, and you can go into a number of pages, what's new, document, the consultation document, you can read that or print it. So there's a lot of information on that website. They've also got an update. All the regional events are outlined. And as I say, Take It From Us wants to promote the fact that the public in Auckland, people with lived experience, have this opportunity today from 5 to 6:30 at the Clinical Education Centre Auditorium, which is on the fifth floor of the Auckland City Hospital. So this is your chance to meet the panel, to have your say, and perhaps address some of those issues of what's currently working well, what isn't working well at the moment, what you think would contribute to better mental health in New Zealand and to your own mental health.
And that website, again, if I've got it right, is mentalhealth.inq for inquiry. .govt.nz?
Yeah, inquiry is spelt out, so it's mentalhealth.inquiry, inquiry.government.nz.
You realise my page now looks like a snail's gone haywire.
Right. Well, while you're sorting that out, why don't we take another music break?
Why not? Well, this particular song here, I couldn't really find out a heck of a lot about it, but I found out three different versions, one that seemed really fast, one that seemed really slow, and one that was in the middle, so I went for the middle one. It's a song called Too Much to Ask. It's by Niall Horan, H-O-R-A-N, and it's described as a delicate piano pop ballad. Make of that what you will. A delicate piano pop ballad.
Oh, wonderful.
Right.
Waiting here for someone. Only yesterday we were on the run. You smiled back at me and your face lit up the sun. Now I'm waiting here for someone. And oh love, do you feel this rough? Why is it only you I'm thinking of? Shadows dancing without you for the first time. My heart is open. You walk right in tonight to tell me there are things that you regret. Cause if I'm being honest, I ain't over you yet. That's all I'm asking. Is it too much to ask? Is it too much to ask?
drive. I forget you're not even a close my eyes. Do you still think of me sometimes? No. All I'll ask, is it too much to ask? My shadows dance without you. For the first time, my heart is open. You walk right in tonight and tell me there are things that you regret. Cause if I'm being honest, I ain't over you, yeah. My shadow's dancing without you. For the first time, my heart is open. You walk right in tonight and tell me there are things that you regret. All I'm asking, is it too much to ask? That's all I'm asking, is it too much to ask? That's all I'm asking, is it too much to ask?
You're with Take It From Us on 104.6 Planet FM.
And I'm host Sheldon Brown with Declan Curran doing the technical whiz-bang stuff and playing the music for our listeners. The main purpose really of our show today is to promote the fact that people in Auckland, people with lived experience of both mental health or addictions, have the opportunity to meet the panel who are heading up this inquiry into mental health and addiction. The meeting later this afternoon is at 5 o'clock through to 6:30 p.m. It's at the Clinical Education Centre Auditorium, which is Auckland City Hospital. That's 2 Park Road. So you go into the main entrance of the newer hospital and go to the 5th floor, go up the escalator, take the lift to the 5th floor. And it's only about 30 metres away to get to the Clinical Education Centre Auditorium. Now, the other event in Auckland to cover South Auckland and Counties Manukau is going to be on Thursday night, the 10th of May. It's the timing is exactly the same, from 5 p.m. to 6:30. It's at the Nakiti Wananga Marae at Manukau Institute of Technology. It's in the NC block at Gate 12, and that's in Otara Road. So this, as they say here, will be your opportunity to share your thoughts and ideas with the panel about what New Zealand can do better and what's working well. Panel members are keen to hear from interested parties and other groups and individuals who want to share their thoughts and ideas for improvement. It says to ensure people feel able to talk freely to the panel, the meetings are closed to the media and social media reporting. Well, that's interesting.
I'm just thinking, why don't you go to tonight's one and I'll score Thursday night. We'll see whether we're both on the same page.
Well, we might have to declare that we are media representatives.
Oh, I'm sure we can climb under the radar somehow. Well, we're not really. Well, we are, I suppose, but you know, we're not mainstream media.
No, we're certainly not.
Just don't make media. Make sure you don't have Planet FM or Take It From Us on the microphone. We should be fine.
Right.
But yeah, moving on. I was going to want to ask you, who exactly is going to be comprising this panel?
Yeah, well, the panel is already set up. They've got 6 members of this panel and some pretty well-known names and people involved previously in inquiries and representatives of particular commissions and that sort of commissions of inquiry. Professor Ron Patterson is the chair. We've got Dr. Barbara Disley, Sir Mason Jury, Dean Rangahuna, Dr. Jemima Tiatia Seath, and Josiah Tuolamalia.
Oh, some interesting names there.
Yeah. Well, I can give you a little bit of detail. Professor Patterson has been a leading voice for health and disability consumers for many years, notably as the Health and Disability Commissioner between 2000 and 2010. He's a professor of law at the University of Auckland, and he's recognised internationally for his expertise in consumers' rights, regulations of health practitioners, and healthcare quality improvement. Dr. Barbara Disley has filled a number of leadership roles. She was with the Mental Health Foundation and also was the Executive Chair of the Mental Health Commission. Currently, she is the Chief Executive of Emerge Aotearoa, which is probably one of the largest NGOs, non-government organisations, based throughout New Zealand. My understanding is that they employ almost 15,000 people. So that's almost unheard of in NGO land. The other person, the third person, is Sir Mason Jury. He's a member of Ngāti Kaiwhata and Ngāti Raukawa and Rangatani Iwi. Has a lifelong commitment to public health, including mental health and addiction. And then we have Dean Rangahuna. He is has been working 14 years in the community prior to his appointment as a Maori consumer advisor. He has worked as a Maori health worker for Canterbury District Health Board Specialist Mental Health Services since 2005, alongside the Community Mental Health Team, Crisis Resolution to Adult and Forensic Inpatient Units. Now, Dr. Jemima Tiatia Seath has a particular expertise and experience in Pacific mental health, so Pacific Maori, European are represented on this panel, and also has expertise in suicide prevention and postvention. She's a member of the Health Research Council Public Health Research Committee and the Mental Health Foundation's Suicide Bereavement Service Advisory Group. That's a bit of a handful. And then we have youth represented by Josiah Tuolamalia. He received the Prime Minister's Pacific Youth Award for Leadership and Inspiration in 2016. He's currently the chair of the Pacific Youth Leadership and Transformation Trust, which assists Pacific young people to participate in all worlds. He's a director, in fact, on the board of LeVar, which is part of the WISE Group. And yes, it says LeVar is also the Pacific Mental Health Suicide Prevention and Addictions Lead. So they've got most of the bases covered with those six people. And, you know, I think they are saying that this is a once-in-a-generation opportunity for our mental health and addiction services to be transformed and for us to get a better bang for our buck.
I was just going to ask you, you probably did actually already mention it, but the health minister going along?
Yes. I think he's taking a much more active role in
health. I was going to say the other one scurried away into oblivion.
Yeah, well, Jonathan Coleman certainly did, and he didn't seem to want to be associated with a negative mental health.
I have mentioned
that particular feature by the Herald, and it was clearly very difficult for the Herald to get any comment from Jonathan Coleman until well into the series, and well into the series of features on mental health and addiction, and then I think he only submitted a prepared statement. So I must say I wasn't particularly impressed with Jonathan Coleman's participation in mental health.
And I was going to say, if you listen to the response to questions that politicians are asked, instead of a yes or no, when you get a no comment, it pretty much says everything you wanted to know in the question, doesn't it, really?
Well, absolutely. Let's take another music break and let us know what you've got, Declan.
Well, I've got a cover today, and if you don't know what a cover is, it basically is an artist's interpretation of an original song. And this guy was the inspiration for my name change, believe it or not. Declan Galbraith's his name. The song was originally done by Robbie Williams, who was originally in Take That, the group Take That, back in about the 90s, I think. And he says that the song Angels isn't about anybody. It's about the thoughts that loved ones that have passed on come back and take care of you. I thought that was quite good, actually. 17 years ago, I did this in karaoke. I am not about to do it now. It's got quite a good vocal range. But here's Angels from Declan Galbraith. You're on 104.6 Planet FM, and you're listening to Take It From Us.
I sit and wait. Does an angel contemplate my fate? And do they know the places where we go when we're gray and old? 'Cause I have been told that salvation, that's their wings unfold. So when I'm lying in my bed, thoughts running through my head, and I feel that love is
You're with Take It From Us on 104.6 Planet FM.
And I'm Sheldon Brown, host of Take It From Us, and we're promoting the very important meeting to be held later today at 5 o'clock to 6.30 at Auckland City Hospital. It's at the... I've got it here. Let me see. The Clinical Education Centre Auditorium just had a brain fade there. That is on the fifth floor of Auckland City Hospital at 2 Park Road, Grafton. And the whole purpose of this is to provide an opportunity to share thoughts and ideas with the panel, the Government Inquiry Panel, about what New Zealand can do better and what's working well in mental health. But I think there's also going to be an opportunity to tell the panel what is not working that well. You also have the opportunity to make a submission on those very sorts of subjects, like what is working well and what's not working well, on the website, which is mentalhealth.inquiry.government.nz, and that'll be / probably submission. There's a wealth of information about this inquiry, which has gained quite a bit of traction and momentum right from probably the beginning of last year.
I was going to say, it's not like you to usually have a brain fade. You're not usually caught for words, so it's usually me doing that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm just wondering, so once all this is done, and I imagine, obviously, are they going to wait right through till they've been around the country, or are we going to get updates before then? How soon are we be looking at waiting for those?
They're actually posting updates on the website at mentalhealth.inquiry.government.nz, and the first was posted on the 23rd. This was the an update to confirm that the inquiry panel had met together for the first time on the 14th of February. They recognised that they have a big, complex job ahead of us. That's their words. It says our terms of reference are very broad, but a lot of work and thinking has already been done nationally and internationally. And it says the panel is determined to tap into this, to learn what's working well, what isn't, where the gaps and opportunities are, how we can do things differently. It says that the inquiry wants to generate hope and set a clear direction for the future of our whānau and families for users of mental health and addiction services. So it says we ask you as individuals or groups to help us by sharing your experiences and ideas, to continue to implement changes that are already underway. So I guess that is really targeting staff, the mental health nurses, the psychologists, the psychiatrists, key support workers, the community support workers. It says we don't want things to be on hold until October. So that suggests that the panel inquiry will be reporting back in October. They aim to provide an update every month. Well, that's interesting, because this is the February update and I didn't see any March or April update on the website. I've just got the detail here about planned regional visits. So they started in Palmerston North on the 27th of April, and they will finish in Christchurch on the 2nd to 3rd of July, and finally the 4th of July will be Hokitika, Greymouth and Kaikoura. So they are visiting almost every significant provincial town. Yeah, so let's have our community notices, Declan.
Got to find the right buttons now.
Take It From Us Community Notice Board.
Yeah, well, I did have some community notices here. We have a zero suicide conference coming up in June. That's something to look out for, and as I can't find the actual detail, I think the best idea is to go to Zero Suicide on the website, New Zealand, and that will give you the date of that. It's just unfortunate that I've mislaid that in amongst all the paper about the inquiry and the number of panellists, who they are, the website details which we have given you. So we'll just have to... and the fact that submissions close on the 5th of June. So you've got a little time, about, well, just under a month now, to put your submission in, to consider what you view as being some of the good things about mental health and addictions and some of the things that need to be improved. And just reiterate that that meeting tonight, later this afternoon, is at 5 o'clock to 6:30 at the Clinical Education Centre Auditorium at the Auckland City Hospital, and that is on the fifth floor of the Education Centre Auditorium. If you miss that, you could go out to the Manukau Institute of Technology, the NC block at Gate 12 and Otara Road. That's going to be the 10th of May, Thursday, late afternoon, and it's the Ngākiti Whananga Marae. So I hope that that's been helpful information for those of us who want to have a say. Yes, and I've probably run out of time. So
no, you can keep
got
going.
A little bit of time.
Yeah,
so
that
Zero Suicide, National Zero Suicide Forum is on Tuesday, the 19th of June. It's at the Naomi Airport Hotel in Auckland. The speakers are thought leaders and suicide prevention practitioners from the United States, Australia and New Zealand, who openly share what is working and what isn't, and explore how our organisations in New Zealand can apply a zero suicide mindset to suicide prevention. So you can register now. There was an early bird special. There is an early bird special. If you book before the 19th of May 2018, the cost will be $300 plus GST. So take advantage of a further discount for additional attendees. So an early bird second and subsequent delegates from the same organisation, the price drops to $270 plus GST. So that is the National Zero Suicide Forum in 2018 at the Naomi Airport Hotel in Auckland.
And I'm just wanting to come in there and ask about tonight's panel. Obviously, if anybody wants to make submissions online, that can be done via the internet, or do you have to print it off and post it?
No, it's definitely done on the internet, so okay. It's all done online, so that you have that opportunity right up until the 5th of June.
And can people do that anonymously?
I believe you can definitely do it anonymously.
Okay, now that's good. Yeah. I was just going to say too, we've just got a few more little moments in time. In fact, I had Enya only time queued up of all things, just in case we needed her. All I was going to say is a friend once said to me ages ago, I don't feel normal after going through a lot of medical issues that weren't going to get sorted out. And I said to him, well, you are still normal. I said, all it is that when you go through a lot of medical events like that, I said, you're basically, you're just looking to define what your new normal is. And when you found that new normal, you'll know that you've found your happy place. Thanks for listening on behalf of both of us. And we'll see you same time next week. Everybody.